Kia ora koutou and happy Lunar New Year to all of you out there. Our library celebrations kick off tonight with a bilingual bedtime story session at Fendleton Library at 6:30pm, so bring your jammies and your teddy. And then a big day at Tauranga on Saturday the 10th of February. So in the morning we have dumpling demonstration workshops where you can learn how to make delicious Chinese dumplings and you even get to eat what you make. Bookings and a small fee do apply for this event. And from 1 till 4pm on Hapori Level 1, there'll be a spectacular display of colours, costumes, music and performances to welcome the Year of the Dragon. In addition, there are many traditional crafts and activities after the show, and you are welcome and encouraged to come in your traditional clothing. We have bilingual Lunar New Year Wā Kōrero storytime sessions at selected libraries around the network. And Saturday, February the 17th at Upper Riccarton Library is going to be a big one. For young people aged 10 to 16 years old, we have a lion dance workshop from 10am till 12pm. Where you will learn how to make a lion head with recycled materials and the basic dance movements, and then participate in a casual lion dance performance for fun. Then stick around, because from 1 till 3pm there's a family celebration with a variety of Chinese traditional games and themed activities. Lunar New Year themed after school activity zone sessions with Chinese calligraphy and Chinese knot making we have at selected libraries across the city, and a colouring competition for everyone to enter. See our website for the full details as well as dates and locations, and we look forward to celebrating the Year of the Dragon with you. In our December episode, we heard from athlete Mene Mene, who competed in the Commonwealth Games in Christchurch in 1974. It's been 50 years already, and it's time to celebrate one of New Zealand's greatest sporting events with all the people that made it the Friendly Games. Tauranga are hosting an exhibition to commemorate this anniversary with images, stories and beautiful memorabilia from the 1974 Commonwealth Games. The exhibition is on until Sunday the 18th of February on He Hongona, the ground floor. Come in and relive a wonderful time in Christchurch's history. Also listen out later this month for a special So Many Stories episode all about the games, with interviews and stories from competitors, officials, volunteers and fans. Awesome Antarctica Polar Woman on the Move draws from a growing network of female polar researchers who, through sharing their stories and experiences, hope to inspire the careers of other women. These extraordinary scientists are shaping the way we understand the polar regions. Their findings highlight how essential the natural world is to our survival and how crucial polar research is in safeguarding our future. Come on into New Brighton Library and view this exhibition until the 26th of February. And it's your last chance to come and see Sanctuary, a beautiful exhibition from the rangatahi artists of Ototahi Creative Spaces. This is all over Tauranga, and the last day to view this is this Sunday, February the 4th. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, highly recommend you get in there. All of our regular programming has now begun back in our community libraries. So we've got Justice of the Peace, Citizens Advice, Technology Drop-In, Knit and Craft Groups, Social Games with everything from Mahjong to Rummy Cub to Scrabble and cards. We have book discussion scheme, informal book clubs and shared reading groups. You can build your te reo skills at New Brighton Library with Kafe and Kōrero, and at Shirley Library's Me Kōrero Tato sessions. Baby times and story times for our tamariki are back. We have after school activity zone for the older primary school kids. For our rangatahi, we've got a manga mayhem session at Fendleton Library on Monday the 19th of February from 3:30 till 4:30pm. There's Thursday takeover and Beats Lab on Fridays at Te Hapua Horsell Centre, and open creative sessions for teens on Oahatanga Level 4 at Tauranga. Do you enjoy logic puzzles like Sudoku, playing pen and paper games, admiring the art of fractals, or making origami? From tessellations to topology, behind these hobbies is a rich world of recreational mathematics to explore. In collaboration with community organisation Mathateka, Tauranga is delivering an all-day drop-in session for you to come along and discover all of the fascinating mathematical ideas through the medium of paper. Join us anytime over the course of the day to try out paper-based activities and learn something new. We will also have a guest speaker going deeper into the interesting maths we can do with paper. Maths on Paper is on Saturday the 17th of February from 10:30am till 4:30pm on Level 4 Oahatanga Tauranga. Speaking of sciencey things, you can come along to Tauranga on Sunday, February 11th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and celebrate the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. Experience interactive activities and discover the excitement of taking part in scientific research and learn about the important contribution that women make to science. This is a collaborative initiative run by the University of Canterbury Learning for Earth, Ako Futuria, Tauranga and the Canterbury Museum, with a particular focus on activities for girls aged 10 to 18 and their whānau. Our objective is to facilitate the involvement of women and girls in STEM, science, technology, engineering and math. We aim to establish meaningful connections between science and our daily experiences, fostering curiosity and sparking inspiration for future careers. See the Festival of Women and Girls in Science website for more details. And finally, on Friday, 16th of February, you are warmly invited to join international journalist Anke Richter in conversation with Kieran Das. Anke Richter's best-selling book, Cult Trip, Inside the World of Coercion and Control, published by HarperCollins, is a gripping, visceral, thriller-like investigation into Centrepoint, Gloria Vale, a yoga school in Thailand, and Osho's ashram in India. Please register your attendance for this event on our website. That's all from me for February. There's plenty to do in our library, so go and have a look. Check out our website for more details. Ka kite.